welcome back to a special Labor Day episode of LA Confidential. My name is Chauncey Talese, and I'm the NFL editor for SportsAdulting.com. Great website. You should subscribe. Do it. Football season is in full swing, and that means you can read myself and a whole bunch of our other awesome writers breaking down fantasy, the Rams, and the Chargers. Use code LA Confidential for 10% off our Like It, Love It, and Gotta Have It packages.
And you should subscribe.
Now. Yeah, do it. We got a jam-packed show today. Let's start off with the big news from last weekend that I thought was fake. Andrew Luck retired.
Yeah, that was a shock.
I thought you were kidding, because I was like a cocktail and a half to eat deep in our fantasy meeting. You're like, oh, hey, Andrew Luck retired. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah. I think everyone was kind of doubting that when that broke, especially just because he's 29.
Well, even professional like media people thought like ESPN got hacked or something.
Yeah.
Because it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, and especially for him to leave, I think it's $64 million left on his deal, and just saying, you know what, I'm done.
Well, they gave him 24, let's be fair.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I liked about the Colts. I think they're the classiest out of that, that stadium.
By the way, which is hilarious considering their owner.
Yeah.
Is a fucking nutcase.
True, but... You know, right after he announced that he's retiring and he's walking off the field, all the fans start booing him, like, get out of here.
I know. Well, they were saying boo earns. They weren't booing. No,
But even so, like, the guy came out, pretty much resurrected the franchise after Peyton Manning.
Well, yeah, and, like, that's the part we forget. Like, they were cool with letting Peyton Manning leave because they knew they were getting Andrew Luck.
Exactly. And, like, yeah, he got injured, but...
A lot of injuries.
I mean, again, they didn't build an offensive line around him until last year.
Ryan Grigson deserves to go to football jail and just be blackballed any GM job ever because I don't see how you come back from that. You had, 5 years of Andrew Luck, and you give him T.Y. Hilton and nothing else? Nothing on defense, nothing on offense. They hit on one draft class, and then the rest were just all garbage.
Yep.
And he kept getting taken hit after hit after hit. He took 65 hits, I think, in one season, which was a lot.
Yeah, I think he in one of his years he led the Colts led the leagues in sacks or whatever.
Yep, and despite that, you know, he did take him to the playoffs 3 times, went to an AFC Championship, numerous comebacks, but you know, after what. He almost couldn't throw again because his shoulder exploded.
Yeah.
He had a lacerated kidney, a damaged spleen. He had a mysterious calf ankle injury this year that we still don't know what it is. He's taken a lot of hits, and he even said like he's just tired of being on the rehab treadmill.
Yeah, and...
I get it.
Again, like, football is obviously a physical sport. I think everyone knows that at this point.
Yeah.
But when you're constantly injured like that...
And having to, like, re-prepare and
exactly.
do it again and again. And, like, he even said, like, I don't have the fire anymore. Like, sorry. Like, it's...
I think a great interview to watch that just came out this week was the Gronkowski.
Oh, yeah. Interview. I heard about that. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a guy that...
That motherfucker took some hits.
Yeah. Took a lot of hits, got injured, and still came back and played. And,
look, yeah.
The difference between, like, Andrew Luck and Gronkowski is that Gronkowski has 3 Super Bowl rings.
Well, and Gronk is just a tank. He's a brick house.
Exactly. But for him to come out and say that, look, I lost the fire of the game because I was injured.
Well, it sucks to be injured. You were injured.
Yeah.
You missed what? You missed our junior year, right? Or sophomore year?
I missed, like, the first half of the season, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it was just...
You know how it's like. Yeah, it sucks. Like, it's meant you're mentally, like...
Yeah, you want to be out there competing with your teammates, but...
Yeah,
you can't because your body was broken down.
Yeah, well, yeah. And, you know, I get why people are like, upset. Like, well, he did this 12 days before the season starts. Like, well, yeah.
I mean, there's no real good way.
The timing sucks. Like,
yeah.
The timing's always going
to
suck.
Exactly. There's no real right way to sit there and say you retire.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel kind of bad for the Colts because they had a lot of expectations this season and... Who knows? Maybe Jacoby Brissett can at least do what, like a half of what Luck could do, maybe.
Yeah.
But they've brought in some QBs to back him up. That it's gotten dark.
Real dark.
Dark. Like I saw Matt Cassel, Matt Moore. Mr. Hart High.
Yep. Brock Osweiler.
Oh my God! I forgot about Brock Osweiler. Brandon Whedon.
Yep.
It's a dark world, man.
Yeah, I mean. I think the Colts will be okay with Brissett because before when Luck was injured, he did he did a decent job.
Yeah, this won't be like a going from Peyton Manning to Curtis Painter for a year. It'll be fine.
Exactly, and
I wish Luck the best. I mean, you know, who knows? He might even come back. We don't know.
Yeah. Best of luck to him.
Ha! Also, I just want to shout out Troy Aikman, who never says anything about anybody.
I know, my boy Troy.
Tara to Doug Gottlieb, that was amazing. I thought it was a parody account. I'm like, oh shit, that's really Troy.
Yeah.
Because Doug Gottlieb's like, oh, what a millennial decision by Andrew Luck. And he's like, that's, Troy's bullshit. Like, that's bullshit, man. I was like,
that's why you're on FS1 or something like that.
I'm on Fox.
Yeah. Good for you, Troy.
Hey, and Troy knows. Troy had to retire after 11 years because he got too many concussions.
Yep.
I mean, look, if he took less hits, they might not. He might have been playing until like 04, 05. Who knows?
Yep. We could have avoided those Quincy Carter years.
Hey, Quincy took you to the playoffs. Don't forget.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that one road loss to the Jake DeLome Panthers, and that was about it.
Who's the other guy?
Oh, you had...
And we had Vinny Testaverde at one point.
You had Drew Henson.
Drew Henson.
He was a dick at camp. I remember that. Yep. Drew Bledsoe, I think that was it. Then you guys found Romo.
Yeah.
But still,
I feel like there was one other quarterback mixed into there.
Maybe. Yeah, I feel like it was somebody between Troy and Quincy.
Yeah.
But whatever, they don't matter.
Exactly.
Let's see, Antonio Brown's helmet saga ended. He got an endorsement deal, which I'm starting to think this whole thing was a ruse. Like, everyone wants to say he's nuts, but I'm like, maybe he's a genius.
Nah, he's just nuts.
Okay.
I can see you're nuts, so thank you.
Jadeveon Clowney's been dangled in several trade offers. They've been talking with the Seahawks.
Eagles. Dolphins.
We'll get to them in a second.
Yeah.
And two other teams, I don't remember who, but...
He wants to go to a contender.
The Miami was the most serious contender. He's like, I ain't playing for you guys.
Yeah, I think the latest deal I saw is that the Texans want Laremy Tunsil.
Oh, shit, that's what they want?
And the Dolphins would get Jadeveon Clowney, but the Dolphins like, no, if you want Tunsil, that we want some other compensation, too.
Wow. Well, they wanted a left tackle out of it because they don't have a line, which if you're Deshaun Watson, the whole Texans taking over the AFC South thing might not happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeesh. If anyone knows about getting sacked, it's Deshaun Watson. He led the league in sacks last year.
Yeah. With what, like 50-something?
It was a lot, which isn't great considering the year before he blew out his ACL.
Exactly.
So the whole Houston Texans are going to, it's their division to lose now, might not come to pass. Yeah. And then you got Mariota, who's made of glass. So if you're Big Dick Mac, this might be good.
Yeah, this might be your year.
Maybe.
For the Jags to get back on top.
I don't know, their receivers suck. But we'll get into that in next week's preview extravaganza. Hold off on that. Let's see. Also, it shows you how bad the Texans line situation is. We're like, fine, we'll give you Clowney. We just want somebody, anybody.
Yeah.
Real quick, let's take a quick dive into the Eagles' nest. Quick one. It's a quick detour. All
right. Rest in peace, Brian Dubar.
Yeah, rest in peace, Brian Dubar, who's braving out Hurricane Dorian right now.
Yeah. Sunshine State.
Denver. Gorgeous. there's not even a sponsor. That's how quick the stop on the next is going to be. We don't even need a sponsor.
Yeah, good.
Or a not sponsor. Deshaun Jackson's going to be out for, 4 to 6 weeks with a finger injury? Did they say 4 to 6 weeks?
I think he's waiting to get, like, a second opinion.
Oh.
I think they're saying he's going to try and play through it, but it's, a broken ring finger or something like that?
Yep.
So, I wouldn't be surprised if he played.
Yeah, no. But, you know, just for anybody doing your fantasy draft this weekend, us.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Take all the injuries into account. Like,
I also want to bring this up just to bring up that when Deshaun Jackson showed up at the Eagles camp, there was a fuck Chip Kelly chant. Yeah. We'll get into that a little later in the show because I too want to say some things about Chip Kelly. But now let's go to America's favorite segment. Put on your boots and let's go to Cowboy Corral.
Yeah, buddy.
Not brought to you by the University of Texas. The University of Texas, the Notre Dame of the Southwest.
Yep.
If you follow college football, the joke is fucking funny. I'm kidding. They won that title in 05, but still, they're pretty much one of the most overrated programs in America.
You're overrated.
Yeah, well, they have Matthew McConaughey as a film professor now, so they have a
little bit of All right.
I know. Anyway, so Zeke Watch continues. Zeke's currently training with in Cabo with Rams Hall of Famer and NFL ex-employee, or NFL Network ex-employee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had forgot about that story. I was like, oh, yeah, move along. Anyway, Marshall Faulk is training Zeke Elliott in Cabo. Sure.
Yeah. Well, they have the same agent.
That's right, they do have the same agent.
Which is why Faulk made the comments that he made this week saying that, you know, Zeke's doing the right thing and that he needs to get paid. And,
yeah.
And the Joneses need to pay him. And mm-hmm. like every other running back in the NFL and
past. Hey, you know who else came out in support of Zeke today?
Yeah, OJ.
Oh, my God. Can we just wait, pause on that for a second? I forgot. The other person who came after Luck after the announcement was OJ Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had just drafted him.
Yeah, you couldn't have announced it. Like, I love his tweet where he said, you couldn't have announced this an hour before, earlier before I drafted you.
It's like, look, all I'm saying for Andrew Luck, I know you want to live in Indianapolis, but OJ knows where you live.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry.
If you see a white Bronco driving around.
He'll pull up in his golf cart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway, what did OJ say about Zeke?
Oh, that he needs to get paid.
No, but I was going to say Dez also came out in support.
Oh. Yeah. Look, I love Dez Bryant when he was with the Cowboys. Like, great player. Did a lot of great things, him coming out saying, like, yeah, I should have done what you did, go and make your money. I'm trying to remember the exact tweet that he
said. I mean, you did. You just kept getting fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, it was over.
Yeah.
But Stephen Jones came out and said, what did he say?
He said that pretty much talks are ongoing. It's what's been going on the last couple of weeks. Like Stephen Jones saying, like, oh, well, we got to be smart with the money. The talks have kind of been quiet, and then Jerry comes out and like says the complete opposite, saying, oh no, we've been talking, and we've got plenty of cap space.
He's gonna be fresh for the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry came out and said that, look, you know, if his holdout continues into the season, eventually, when we get the deal done, I would rather take a fresh Zeke heading into the playoffs.
That's some galaxy brain shit by Jerry.
Right. I gotta love the enthusiasm.
Well, like,
but it's like, okay, at this point, it's like, look, we obviously know we want, like, you two, both sides want to get the deal done.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want to move forward, head into the season without any distractions.
Well, that ship has sailed, my friend. I'm sorry. That ship has sailed.
I know. It's sailed for 4 weeks now. But it's like, come on. Just get the thing done. And let's move on.
Well, that's not happening because...
I know it's not happening because it's the Cowboys.
And the rumor was that Zeke's holdup might even go into week 6.
Yeah.
I mean, not that they have much. He has much leverage because their first 4 games are... I would say winnable seems polite.
Yeah.
Winnable seems polite. They're almost metaphysical certitudes.
And look, Tony Pollard was great in the preseason.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I'm just saying, like, he was great in the preseason. Let's see if he can do it against the starters. And let's see if it continues the trend and everything. Mm-hmm. I would still rather have Zeke on the field.
No shit.
Hey, I'm just speaking truthfully here, man.
I'm just sorry. I was like, no, really, you would?
Yeah.
You would?
I would love to have our leading receiver, because he was the leading receiver for the Cowboys last year.
Yeah. Drink that in, boys.
I did drink it in. I'm going to do it right now, too.
As great as Zeke is, it's not great if you're the wide receiver core.
Granted, we got our number one receiver at the trade deadline last year.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in the corral? I forget. It's just hard when there's a huge Zeke Jerry shadow over every goddamn episode.
I mean, that's pretty much all it is that the Zeke watch continues. That's what everyone's going to talk about until this deal gets done.
And even still.
I mean, supposedly they're optimistic. Like,
what was the latest offer? Because you posted that on our group chat.
The latest offer was that they're getting close to the to Todd Gurley money, but Zeke's camp hasn't made a like counter offer or anything yet. It's just it's still ongoing.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah. So, I mean, the story that Zeke posted, it was like a retweet of I think Joe Thomas like a couple weeks ago, saying that when a rookie comes up for contract for like an extension, he expects to get a 15-20% raise over the last player that signed the market setting contract. So he's saying, so pretty much like the contract he's looking for is for either a 15-20% raise over Todd Gurley money.
Oh, stop it.
And I did read a story earlier. It was from an NFL agent that posted saying, like, look, they could sit there and pretty much get, I think it was like a, I think the deal that Zeke is really looking for is, since he's got 2 years left, it would be like a 8-year contract.
Okay.
It'd be like a 6-year extension, but like 100 mil.
Huh. Oh, and, okay. So yeah, it would kick in 2 years later because he's still got the 20 next year.
Exactly.
Well, all right. Good luck with that.
So, I don't know. We'll see if that happens. We've got essentially a week until the start of the season. Yeah, we do. Which is already exciting enough.
But
let's see if a deal gets done before then.
All right.
I'm hoping that way we can just move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting.
I know, right? And that was the Cowboy Corral. Not brought to you by the University of Texas. The University of Texas, their film department, you know their film department loves about college chicks. As it keeps getting older, they stay the same age. All right, all right, all right.
Also brought to you by contract extensions. Or lack thereof.
All right. That's enough NFL for right now, because next week we're doing our huge NFL preview extravaganza. We'll do over-unders, end-of-the-year awards, playoff picks, Super Bowl picks, the whole shebang.
Division winners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything. You name it.
I will name it.
You will.
Next week.
Real quick.
Stay tuned.
Real quick. The Lakers signed Dwight Howard to a super-duper not-guaranteed deal.
Woo.
Well, I made peace with it. At first I was mad, then I realized that, oh, they can just waive anytime they want. It doesn't cost them anything. So,
oh, fine. Okay. Well, that's smart.
Fine. 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 I mean, meanwhile, DeMarcus Cousins, there's a warrant out for his arrest because he's a very volatile person.
Piece of garbage.
It's not great. It's not a great look for DeMarcus.
Yeah.
Luckily, he can't run very far considering he tore his ACL. But yeah, Dwight Howard, we'll see how it goes. Fine. If they cut him, who cares?
Howard 2.0, baby. Supposedly he's changed.
Well, look, he said he hit rock bottom. He had to convince players like JaVale McGee that he has his heart in it and he's got his head on him straight. So you know that's awesome.
Is that the Dwight Howard personality or like some other personality?
No, it's Dwight only has one personality. It's just not great.
Yeah.
And then UCLA football kicked off last night. I'm really beginning to question what my belief in Chip Kelly, because holy shit. I understand their team's really young, but apparently his recruiting class dropped 21 points in rating from last year to this year because he doesn't like recruiting.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he signed.
Remember? This is year two of the Chip Kelly experiment.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, it's not going great. It really makes me want to reevaluate the whole Oregon run, which, while impressive, I'm like, well, he was their OC, and then he got promoted, and they had a whole infrastructure and recruitment pipeline, so okay.
I love the story that I saw on, I think it was ESPN, and they were talking about the Chip Kelly experience in Philly.
Oh, God.
Pretty much like how the Eagles gave him like full control, and Howie Roseman or whatever got demoted.
He did get demoted. They put him in like a little office somewhere.
Exactly, and instead of like Howie Roseman going like throwing a hissy fit or whatever, he's like, all right, well, I'm just going to study on how to build a team.
And yeah, bide my time, let you hang yourself on your smoothies and your non-culture.
Exactly, and then Chip Kelly gets fired.
Yep,
he gets his old job back, and then builds a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well,
roster.
Look, sometimes you just have to show. You know, it's funny. It almost worked.
Buys your time.
No, it almost worked. People forget that it did almost work. They went to one playoff game. They lost to the Saints, and I wasn't even to blame him for that San Francisco year because he was set up to fail.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, because that was right after Harbaugh, right?
No, it was Tom Sula was after Harbaugh, and then Tom Sula got fired after a year.
That's right.
Because they were like, all right, fine, we can't just have a caretaker because all the Harbaugh guys are leaving, so they bring in Chip, and it could have worked, but, you know, they didn't give him time to build anything, but, you know, who knows if that would have even worked, because you can't build a culture, I'm sorry, and you need a culture, especially in college.
Yeah.
Like, it just, the Pac-12 in itself is depressing. Like, when Herm Edwards is one of your top three coaches, you know something's wrong.
Yeah, I forgot.
And he's actually doing well. Like, he really is building something.
He's in Arizona, right?
Arizona State.
Yeah.
Sun Devils, not the Wildcats.
Yeah.
But it's just really depressing, man. I mean, look, UCLA's had some, like, valleys, you know? Not a lot of peaks, but a lot of mostly valleys. But even, like, in the new high school Carl Durrell years, they were able to recruit top-tier talent. And Jim Mora recruited a lot of really good talent, just... Chip doesn't seem to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe by like week 7, it's like, holy shit, they really turned it around. They needed that one crappy game to just get all the get the cobwebs out.
We'll see.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I was texting one of our college writers, Carrie Krongrad, and he's just like, "What's up with your boy Chip?" I'm like, "Dude, don't even like shut the fuck up." He's like, "Have you been a UCLA fan all your life?" I'm like, "Yeah, a very long life."
Yeah.
Ugh, whatever. We'll see how that turns out. All right, moving on to some happier stuff. D23 was last weekend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Where to begin?
Well, we're in the superhero portion.
I know.
Well,
but where to begin?
Well, they are building an Avengers campus at California Adventure.
I know, I can't wait for
that. There's some cool shit. They have a Spider-Man ride in the works.
I know.
It looks awesome. I mean, I haven't even been on the Guardians of the Galaxy Operation Breakout thing or whatever.
Yeah, I will say...
You've been on it?
No. Between the two parks, obviously California Adventure hasn't lived up to the hype yet.
Well, they didn't know what it was.
Exactly. And now that they're kind of... Like, they rebuilt... the pier to Pixar Pier
mm-hmm.
and all that. And they have the Pixar area now. Now they're focusing on the other, moneymaker for Disney in terms of Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's going to be really...
Yeah, it's. I always thought that's what they should have done at that. You know that Innovations Lab area by Space Mountain, like the Tomorrowvations or whatever.
Yeah,
I thought that was good. That should just because it looked like they had all the Avengers shit in there, and then
they
should do something. Yeah, they did. They should do something with that because it's just sort of sitting there. No one really goes except for the air conditioning.
I think they changed that to. Last time I was there, they had all the Star Wars stuff.
Oh, really?
In there, but now I don't. I haven't been there since Star Wars Land opened, so I don't know if they've moved that stuff.
Maybe most
over
of it.
There.
Because
there you can meet like Kylo and Chewbacca.
Right,
and all that,
right. No, yeah, it looks really like the concept art looks really cool for it.
Yeah.
So,
I'm hoping they have a Spider-Man there.
They do. They have a Spider-Man ride. No, they can.
Sony doesn't sit there and be greedy.
Disney Plus had a huge Marvel weekend. They announced they're doing a She-Hulk show, Ms. Marvel, Moon Knight, Lawrence Fishburne's producing a show.
Yeah.
Because sure.
I mean, Disney Plus already had my money.
Oh, yeah.
Now it seems to be taking my soul.
Well,
just because of all the good content that they have announced on it so far.
We'll get to the flip side of that in a minute. But they also announced their WandaVision show, which is with Wanda, with Scarlet Witch and the Vision.
Yep.
It's the premise is actually, and the poster, did you see the poster for it?
No. That was the one show I didn't
read
anything about.
It looks really fucking cool. Like, first of all, they announced that Kat Dennings' character from the Thor movies is going to be back.
Yep.
Randall Park's character from Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to be in it.
Yeah, they're also going to have, for the Winter Soldier and Falcon Captain America one, they're going to have Baron Zemo back.
Yeah,
and they're also going to have Agent.
But for WandaVision, it's gonna sort of be they're gonna make it like a it's gonna be like a sitcom kind of.
Okay.
But at least
who asked for that?
Look, the poster looked awesome. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, it looked really cool. They said that it seems like a really big swing for Marvel, which I'm glad they're at least feeling themselves a little.
Yeah.
Because people complain, oh, every the Marvel thing's the same. At least this one's different.
Well, I think. Marvel's going to be in that flexing zone right now.
Yeah.
I mean, more than ever, just based off of what the movies are going to be coming out with, like Doctor Strange 2.
Well, that's what WandaVision leads into.
No, I know, but it's, you know, their first, like, horror.
Well,
essentially a horror movie.
It is. Well, because the guys that made the Insidious movies and they did the first Doctor Strange are doing that one.
Yeah.
No, they get to go full horror. So go Scott Derrickson.
Yeah.
Let's see. They also announced Kit Harington's going to be in the Eternals as the Black Knight.
Fitting.
Yeah, yeah, right. I just hope they give him De Niro's platform boots from The Irishman.
Yeah.
Let's see. Did they announce anything else Marvel-wise that, for Disney Plus? Well, no, there was a whole bunch of shit, so no. Yeah. They announced that Black Panther 2 is coming out in May 22nd of 2022.
Yeah.
Which, you know, good for it for getting the May slot, but I think it should just stay in February. That's where, you know, just own that part of the year. Why not? Let's see. The DC released their final trailer for The Joker.
Yeah, and I will say it's piqued my interest.
I am so not looking forward to the discussion that comes around The Joker based on what I've heard.
What?
I don't know, but there's been people who've, like, read it, that have read the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be a lightning rod, I'll tell you that much. I don't know anything. That's what the word on the street is. It's gonna be insufferable.
Yeah, I mean...
Good for you for not being in that pool, because it's awful. Like, just the discussions are, like, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood made me want to gouge my eyes out. I'm sure this is gonna be worse.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so much worse.
I don't look. I'm not gonna go and see it in theaters. I'd rather just wait for it to come out and rent it for like $3-4, because then I'll feel good about myself.
I'm deathly curious, because it definitely is Todd Phillips wanting to be Scorsese. Like, it's very much Taxi Driver plus The King of Comedy. Like, it's very, like, you can delineate the spots on that.
Yeah, I mean,
it looks cool. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yes, visually it looks, at
the same time,
looks different.
A lot can go wrong, and I think it's going to be screening in Venice over the weekend. Because they have Telluride going on right now, and then you got the Venice Film Festival going concurrently, I think.
Okay.
So that's going to, I think it's going to drop at one of those. So we'll find, there'll be some word on the street. And I'm deathly curious to see how that goes. Joaquin Phoenix looks awesome. And, you know, Mark.
I'm just not sold on the laugh.
They're going for something else. Like, exactly. Good for them for trying new shit.
Yeah.
It definitely looks interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a miles ahead of Jared Leto.
Yes.
Miles. He's streets ahead of Jared Leto. Let's see, two more little DC things. I misreported a couple weeks ago that Robert Richardson is going to be shooting the new Batman movie. He's actually going to be shooting Venom 2. So instead it's the DP that did, let's see, what did he do? He did Rogue One. Like, he shot Rogue One. Where's this other stuff on IMDb? Here we go. Oh, yeah. He did Foxcatcher, Zero Dark Thirty. He shot Vice. Whole bunch of different movies, so at least the Batman will look cool. Even though Robert Pattinson aside. Just saying.
Yeah. Can we recast that character right now?
No.
Oh.
The ink's dry. Last thing I want to move on, before I move on from superhero shit. Joel Schumacher, who directed both Batman Forever, Batman and Robin, plus The Lost Boys and a bunch of other movies.
Yeah.
Had a really awesome interview. My favorite thing in the world to read is, like, really old Hollywood figures giving no fucks interviews. And this one, both had a lot of fucks and gave no fucks.
Okay.
He described his time on, talked about Batman Forever and that Tommy Lee Jones was an asshole to Jim Carrey the entire time. He's like, look, I love him. He's a great actor, but he's a real asshole. He didn't like that Jim Carrey was a scene stealer, because that's what he is, too. And he just could never beat Jim.
I could see that.
And then someone's like, oh, didn't you say Val Kilmer was the same way? He goes, oh, no, I said he was psychotic. It's like, he was a great Batman. And then he's like, you know what? I felt bad that George Clooney had to go on tour and say it was a press tour and say it was his fault that Batman Robin sucked. It was not his fault. He was like, it was mine. And then he talked about his life, which is impressive. Started drinking at 9, started smoking at 10, started sticking it at 11.
Sticking what?
Claims he's had over 20,000 partners.
How's it not falling off at this point?
Yeah, man. You know, there was some dark parts where he defends Woody Allen and Bryan Singer. Not great.
Okay.
But he's 79, so what do you want?
Yeah, hence the no flex portion.
Yeah. So if you have a chance, go read it on Vulture. It's fun. Like it's one of those, like, you just really want to have a nice cocktail and just sink your teeth in this interview. I love him. Like, Quincy Jones's was equally awesome. Angelica Houston's was awesome. It gave me the phrase upstairs cocaine. Based on what Jack Nicholson's house was like, you see a downstairs coke for the guests and then upstairs cocaine for, you know, him.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. Whew. But yeah, I recommend if you have like 10 minutes, just read this.
Okay.
There's other Batman stuff too. I just can't remember. It was mostly just like about like, oh yeah, people thought that like because I'm gay, my Batman was like, my Bruce Wayne was closeted and like the Batmobile was phallic. Like, that's not what I was aiming for, but okay.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Anyway, the other D23 stuff, there's a lot of Star Wars. They dropped the first trailer for The Mandalorian.
Oh boy, that looks good.
Hell yeah, it does.
I cannot wait for that.
I know. I'm very excited for this.
Yeah.
Jon Favreau is directing the pilot, and I think he helped write most of the show, but you also have directors such as Taika Waititi doing an episode, and there's like other ones. I think Ruby Deez is doing one. There's like a whole like murderer's row of like indie directors that are doing episodes of The Mandalorian, but the look of it looks neat.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, I don't know what else to say. You just have to watch
it's
the trailer.
It's going to be on Disney Plus from day one, so yay.
Yeah.
And it's going to be released weekly, because thank God.
Yeah.
Good for you, Disney Plus.
Yeah, I feel like Disney Plus is going to be like the leading streaming service.
I guess, even though like Netflix has their finger in the whole algorithm thing to an annoying degree. Like, I hate it, like, because, you know.
Yeah, I just feel like with all the content that Disney Plus is going to have on there and what they're talking about doing, I think Netflix's days are numbered.
I don't know if it's numbered, because like they spent a lot of money on showrunners like Ryan Murphy and Shonda Rhimes. They haven't started producing stuff for them yet, so we'll see. But, you know, and such.
Yeah.
That's all going to Hulu. Like, they're only going to, I think TV-14 is as high as they're going to go for Disney Plus.
Yeah, but you can also
get it.
You can get that bundled package.
I know. It's just like,
where it's going to have that, like, ESPN.
Come on. I know. The other thing I also have heard is like now, because you know, there's like a lot of like secondary theaters that'll like run Aliens or something.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore. Which they shut down like all the screenings of Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I think is fucked up and wrong, because that's an institution.
Yeah.
If you're a weirdo and/or theater kid, like that's like your mecca, and I think that sucks. Like that's an experience. Like I haven't gotten to do it, but I've heard it's like one of those experiences you just have to have. So
I'm sure they'll still be going.
No, they won't.
But no. Underground.
It'll have to be super underground, because the Mouse House will find you.
Yeah.
They will find your ass. Emma Stone shut off her look as Cruella.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes place in 1979 London during the whole punk scene, because sure. It's a swing. I'll see the trailer, I guess. Good for Emma Stone. Keep getting them checks.
Seriously.
No, seriously.
Especially from Disney. They pay well.
They do pay well. The Rock and Emily Blunt came out for The Jungle Book. I think a trailer's coming soon, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Well, as soon as they announced that they were making that movie, I'm like, all right, I'll see it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I like The Rock. I like Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
I like Jungle Cruise.
Yeah. I like all those people.
Star Wars also showed off their some more Rise of Skywalker footage. And did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my god.
I saw the poster. The poster looks cool.
It does look cool. No, but the footage, it goes through like the whole history of Star Wars, like from A New Hope to
The Last Jedi.
Through Last Jedi, and like, you know, it works.
Okay.
Like they really it's a really great montage. And they show all the new footage for Rise of Skywalker, and it just looks fucking cool.
That comes out this year, right?
Yeah. December 17th or something like that.
Okay.
Damn it, I wish you had seen that.
Yeah, that was the one thing I didn't watch. Like I saw that they were done test footage or whatever for the Black Widow movie too.
Oh yeah, I forgot to put that in the outline. There's just so much shit at fucking D23.
I know. We should really try and go in 2 years.
We really should.
Because I think that's going to be easier to get into.
You'd think.
Than Comic-Con.
You'd think, but I don't think so.
Well, no, like, my wife looked up tickets, like, I think a week before, and they were still available.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's still a bitch to get into all the, like, the big stuff.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that looks good. I mean, they got, shoot. They had showed Dark Rey. She's got this really cool double lightsaber setup.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, a C-3PO with red eyes.
Okay.
And, yeah, well, it's J.J. Abrams, so they're not going to tell you shit.
Well, yeah.
And, in fact, anything you think, like, oh, here we go, it was a misdirect.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes in the case of, like, Star Trek 2, it'll just flat out lie to you. No, Benedict Cumberbatch is not Khan. He's fucking Khan.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they're going to go out with a bang. Let's see.
I hope so.
Disney also had Pixar in hand to show off their two new movies for next year, Onward and Soul.
Yep.
Onward, it's got Tom Holland and Chris Pratt. They play elves. They have to go get a jewel for this family staff that can bring their dad back for a day. Yeah.
Yeah, Star-Lord and Spider-Man.
I know. You know, it's a road trip movie. They're brothers.
Yep.
Mystical creatures. I'm in. Yeah. Maybe the guy who did Monsters University.
Okay.
But it's about his experiences growing up, like, with, like, losing his dad at a young age. I'm like, all right, cool, good for you, Pixar. Then Soul is done by Pete Docter, who did Up, Monsters, Inc., Inside Out. He's also the COO of Pixar now.
Okay.
Because John Lasseter got fired.
Yeah.
And Soul has a really fun cast. It stars Jamie Foxx and Tina Fey.
Okay.
You've also got Questlove, Felicia Rashad from The Cosby Show, and Creed, which is the mom.
Okay.
It's about how souls, like, find their perfect match. And, like, Jamie Foxx on Earth is a jazz musician, jazz teacher. I think he dies, and then his soul goes back up to the place where they, like, learn how to be a soul. And he meets Tina Fey, who's been trying to get to Earth for 1,000 years.
Wow, all right.
I know, yeah, it's one of those, like, it's their big swing.
Okay.
Because, you know.
It sounds like a trippy movie.
It does. Like, the concept art looked neat. It looks very much like Inside Out.
Okay.
I'm hoping it's good. I mean, you'll start seeing more stuff for it as the year goes on, because that one comes out in June, and then Onward comes out in March.
Okay.
So you'll definitely...
Yeah, I would probably see...
Definitely, like, I think around Thanksgiving we'll get that.
We'll see a test for the trailer.
Oh, something. Yeah. Once Frozen 2 hits, yeah, you're probably going to get another Mulan at that point. Onward. Yeah.
Which is another movie that my wife is looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. Frozen 2 had a huge presentation at D23 also.
Yeah.
The whole cast come out and sing, like, one of the new songs.
Let It Go, too.
Well, it was their Let It Go, yes.
Yeah.
But they revealed what it's about.
Okay.
They're going to discover the origins of Elsa's powers, and then there's Sterling K. Brown plays, like, a soldier that's trapped in this, like lost in this woods for 30 years. Their mom comes back.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
I think in flashbacks, though, but still.
I love the theory that... what's it? When Elsa and Anna's parents went down on that ship, supposedly those ended up being, like, Tarzan's parents.
Huh. What?
Yeah. I read this, like, right when Frozen came out. I'm like, okay.
That doesn't even track. In Tarzan, they have cars.
Yeah, I don't know.
They didn't have any technology in Arendelle.
I don't know. It's just what
I read. I know that Tangled's in that same universe, because... They're at the the coronation day.
Yeah.
Like, if you look when they're all entering the castle.
Yeah, they're walking into
Rapunzel and Eugene are there, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're connected, but Tarzan, the timeline doesn't even track.
I know. That's why I thought it was funny.
So shut up, internet.
Yeah. Because they're like, oh, they look the same.
Well, that's just wrong.
Yep.
I mean, they might. I don't know. I haven't seen Tarzan in forever because I don't like Tarzan.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm just saying I didn't like Tarzan. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
So that was D23. They had more stuff I just really forget right now, but that's the gist. There's a lot of Star Wars, a lot of Marvel.
Yeah, I mean, essentially the two big things.
Oh, there's the animation of a huge show in there. They showed more stuff for Mulan. Oh, they announced this other one called, like, damn it, is it like Raya the Last Dragon? Hold on.
Oh, is that one of the shows that's going to be on?
No, it's a movie. Hold on. I'm going to get this.
Oh, you posted in the chat, too.
I did. Damn it. Oh, yeah, Raya and the Lost Dragon. There we go. Or The Last Dragon. That's their next big animated movie. Well, non-Pixar animated movie.
Yeah.
And Awkwafina's already in it as said dragon, so good for her.
The water?
Get the... Oh, God. I hate you so much. All right, so enough shilling for Disney, because they're not sponsoring this yet. Although Disney Plus, we already said we'd sign up.
Yeah.
Hint.
My wife has a whole Disney sleeve tattoo.
Yeah, that's very true. We're very much pro-Disney on this.
Yep.
Except for when we mention all the bad stuff they do, too.
But we don't mention that stuff anymore.
Not often. Not often. Just saying. Yeah. Just leave Fox Searchlight alone, and we'll take your sponsor money. Anyway, Netflix announced that The Irishman will not be getting a wide release because they couldn't come to an agreement with theater owners. Stupid. Netflix. Which I feel a little bit bad for Scorsese. On one hand, he got to make a $150 million 3.5-hour movie.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like, he's very much a movie should be seen in a theater kind of person because he's very old school. So it kind of blows it, like, you know.
They probably just ran out of booster seats or something.
Oh, that's not nice to De Niro and Pesci and Pacino.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if Ray Romano's short, but he's also in it.
Let's just include him in that, just because.
Sure. By the way, those
don't
four...
Don't want to leave him out.
By the way, those four are the cover of Empire this week. The whole round table with him, Pesci, De Niro, Pacino, and Scorsese.
Okay.
Pesci looks weird.
He's always been one of those, like, weird-looking
No,
guys.
But he's got, like, a weird, like, weird facial hair.
Okay.
He looks like he's trying out for, like, the Nick or something. But I'm very excited for that. Everyone is, like, freaking out about, like, the 3.5-hour runtime. But my counter to that is you can binge an entire season of, like, Mindhunter in a weekend, so fuck off.
Well, and, okay, going back to Marvel, like, mm-hmm. they were saying the same thing about Endgame. Like, oh, it's a 3-hour movie. Like, what are you going to do?
Watch it?
Exactly. If it's good, then people are going to sit there and watch it.
And apparently they did, because it's the highest grossing movie of all time.
Yep. And the difference here with Netflix is that you could pause it and go to the restroom.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's like, you know what? I'm going to order food.
Yeah.
I'm running out of beer.
Exactly. You're not going to miss anything.
No, and I'm very excited for it. I'm just really bummed that it won't be in theaters, because, you know, I thought Netflix was going to make nice. Like, because a bunch of their other movies that got coming out in the fall are hitting theaters. Like, Steven Soderbergh's The Laundromat with Meryl Streep, which looks awesome. It's about, like, the Panama Papers.
Okay.
It looks fun. The Marriage Story with Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson, so Kylo Ren and Black Widow. That's going to be in theaters.
Oh, Black Widow.
I know. Dolomite's going to be in theaters, too, before it comes out on Netflix. Like, it looked like they were playing nice, except for this one. That's why they don't respect you, Netflix. Because you try to be all punk rock, but...
But we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Terminator Dark Fate also released their new trailer. What?
No, go ahead. Okay. I watched the trailer, that's why.
Oh. You know, it was almost good until Linda Hamilton does the I'll Be Back line. I was like, God yep. damn it, can we just bury this?
It's not a Terminator movie unless they say it. Unless
someone
says it.
Like, you don't need it. It was a throwaway line in the first one. It just happened to become a huge thing.
Exactly.
It's okay.
It's part of the movie.
Oh my God.
It's part of the success of the Terminator franchise.
Which was only two good movies and, like, a third, like, I don't know, 15 minutes of Terminator 3.
What about the fourth and fifth ones?
Yeah. Terminator Genesis was a train wreck, and then Terminator Salvation I didn't like.
It had the most memorable moment in cinema history.
Christian Bale going off the lighting guy?
Yeah.
Never not funny. I will say, I don't know if you saw the trailer for that movie, Last Christmas with Khaleesi?
Yes. Where she's the elf?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was thinking about this. I'm like, it's kind of amazing that she's kind of not been hit at all by some of the... Because she's been in a lot of big movies that just haven't done well. Not her fault.
Yeah.
Like Terminator Genesis, Solo, didn't do well. I think she had a couple other like at-bats. And I'm like, it's kind of amazing. She was just unscathed. She just got to go back to being Daenerys.
Yeah.
So good for her. It's almost like she gets to start over again on movie stardom. That looks good, by the way.
Which one?
Last Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks cute.
It looks like a fun movie.
It does. But yeah, Terminator Genesis. I don't know if you ever saw it.
No. I wanted to see it because it had Emilia Clarke in it. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, her first, like, big movie and everything. Like, let's go and support it. And then never saw it.
It's okay.
And I'm glad that I didn't.
It's okay. Look, I don't think... I think people keep making Terminator movies even though you don't really need to anymore because the first two are perfect. But whatever. You get... Linda Hamilton gets a comeback and Edward Furlong gets to eat, so... yeah. I'm glad he's in it. I don't know how much he's going to be in it, but I'm honestly happy he gets to be in something and then maybe...
I'm just glad they didn't show him in the trailer.
Yeah, no. For a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Ah, poor Edward Furlong. I really... You know, he never had a chance.
I will say at least
the, I told you that story, right?
Which one?
I did not realize because it was a scandal, like even back in '92. But like his stand-in was a 22-year-old girl, and she's also the tutor on the movie. Like his like school tutor because he's like 12, if he's 14.
Yeah,
they had a relationship after that movie. I know. I was like, holy crap, really? That explains the drugs.
Good for him. Maybe.
I don't think so. That's
at the time.
Also, I didn't realize Linda Hamilton had a twin sister. That's how they did that shot where like the T-1000 turns into her.
Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't either. Wow. I was like, oh wow. And then someone's like, oh yeah. Also, did you know this about Edward Furlong? I'm like, no, I did not. Check please. Wow. last thing before we get into what's good, SNL announced their first batch of hosts. So that you kick off the season with Woody Harrelson because yes. You also get Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Solo and Fleabag. She's going to be hosting. David Harbour from Stranger Things. So Hopper's hosting.
Okay.
But the most notable is done December 21st. Eddie fucking Murphy is hosting.
Yeah, baby.
If you don't realize how big of a deal that is, it's super huge.
It's his first time back in, what, 30 years?
Yeah, if you're not counting the time he like phoned in the 40th anniversary show because he's still mad at SNL.
Yeah.
There's a lot of animosity there. For one thing, he was there when after Lorne Michaels had left the show, because it was just backstage shit. So Eddie was a huge star, and then when Lorne came back, he had no real ties to Murphy, who had already left anyway.
Yeah.
And then David Spade took a shot at him on when he was doing his Weekend Update segment. Like the joke was, they showed a picture of Eddie Murphy, and David Spade's like, "Oh look, a falling star." And even the crowd had turned on him on that one.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, Eddie never got over that. And then at the 40th, you know, he was okay to come back, but and they'd wanted him to do... They were doing Celebrity Jeopardy, and he was going to be the video daily double as Cosby.
Okay.
Which was around when all the Cosby stuff started going down, so like that would have been perfect, because also Eddie fucking hates Cosby.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen his stand-up, you know he fucking hates Cosby. But he decided not to, because like, you know what, I don't want to kick someone when they're down, so he just got Keenan to do it. And then Eddie just came out and like kind of read off a cue card and left. It was kind of a bummer, but... It's nice that they're back together.
Yeah,
I'm really hoping he brings back all the characters. I don't care.
Well, we'll see.
Like I want Gumby, Mr. Robinson.
Because what his his Netflix special drops soon?
I don't know when it drops, but he's got the movie coming out on Netflix.
Yeah, there we go.
He's got Dolemite Is My Name coming on Netflix. He's doing stand up again, which I'm very curious how that's gonna go.
Seriously.
So it seems like Eddie is like ready to do stuff again. He said he's still making music, which I really hope he's a musical guest too, so we can get the 2019 version of Party All the Time. He's got Coming to America 2 coming out next year.
Yeah,
and you know who showed up in it? Louis fucking Anderson. That's who.
McDowell. My God.
I'm hoping he gets to be on the Fries now. He made it to Fries.
Oh man.
But yes, I'm very happy to have Eddie Murphy back in my life and trying.
Yeah.
But they got Sandler to host last year, which was a huge deal too, because they had an icy relationship.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because he had
he got fired.
Yeah.
Him and Farley and Jay Moore and a bunch of other people got fired for the 95 season. And like Sandler came back for the 25th anniversary show and did like the video for the 40th, but like it's still been kind of tenuous.
Yeah.
So they bridged that gap. Now they got Eddie Murphy. I'm wondering who they'd bring back next. I mean, the White Whale for me, it would never happen just because he didn't have a huge impact on the show but became famous as Downey. Yeah, Downey was a cast member at one point. It was during those lost 80s years and you had like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Robert Downey Jr., Gilbert Gottfried, Anthony Michael Hall. Like it was like a random list of people who got super famous, but it was like when SNL was horrible.
Okay.
It's like post Eddie, like post Bill Murray, like that run, and post like when Billy Crystal and Marshall left. I'm surprised he
hasn't come back and done it yet.
I know, especially in the '90s when he probably could have.
Yeah.
It'd have been a lot easier because he wasn't like a supernova.
Yeah.
But I think he's just very guarded as to what he's doing. He's like working on some Dr. Dolittle movie that's like already $200 million in the hole.
Wow.
I forgot it was still going, but yeah, that's a real movie.
All right.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
All right. And also, Leslie Jones is leaving SNL. Moving on. No, I'm kidding. She had her moments, but, you know. So, what's good, Wes?
I watched two things this week.
Ooh!
And then, actually, I watched, or my wife has been watching it. I'm going to have to catch up. Is Schmidt's Creek.
Oh, Schitt's Creek? Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. Schitt's Creek. We got to get back on that.
She's been watching it the last like couple days.
That's really funny.
And I've been tuning in and out and everything.
Win that Emmy, Catherine O'Hara. You're a fucking legend.
Yeah, and you got Eugene Levy and his son. What was his?
I forget his son. Yeah, but it's his real son. Yeah, you can tell by the eyebrows.
Exactly. That was my first indicator.
Like, oh, hey.
great show. But the two movies I watched, one animated was The Flash Paradox.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, it's fun.
Okay.
It pretty much the premise is Barry Allen as the Flash travels back in time to save his mom from being killed.
Mm-hmm.
And doing so, it changes everything in the future.
No.
Whereas instead of Bruce Wayne's parents dying, it's Bruce Wayne that dies.
Oh.
Superman never comes to life. Or he comes to life, but later. And then Aquaman and Wonder Woman have like a love affair, and then Mara finds out and Wonder Woman kills Mara, and then that causes a war between
Flash,
Aquaman and Wonder Woman, which ends up destroying the world
as it does. As affairs tend to do.
And this is all orchestrated by Eobard Thawn too.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, he's a bad guy. He shows up in it.
Cool.
And then the other movie I watched was Predators.
How was that?
It's entertaining.
I heard the ending was supposed to be, like, when they reveal that the huge weapon is supposed to be Arnold, but he didn't want to do it.
No, that's the Predator.
Predators with Adrian Brody and Eric Foreman.
Yeah.
And Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, that one's fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted more out of it, but it was fine. It was solid.
Yeah. Like, that was the first time I watched it, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
When they announced the trailer, I'm like, oh, I want to see it. I just got busy and never watched it.
I
like
the premise. I saw it in theaters.
Yeah. Like, the premise is fun.
I don't remember if I saw it with Grant or by myself. I forget.
Oh, yeah. Good old Grant.
I know. For me, last night, Allie and I saw that movie Ready or Not. It was fucking dope.
Okay.
The premise is this girl marries this guy. He's a family. They have a board game fortune.
Oh.
Yeah. And they decide they have to play on the wedding night. They have to play a game at midnight, and it's hide and seek.
Yes.
And it's hide and seek, but she's playing for her life.
Okay.
Because there's this huge ritual they need her for. Let me tell you, I didn't really know much about this movie, and holy shit, was that fun.
Yeah, that was really good. It was just, like, a good time, like, a good crazy time. A lot of funny stuff, and,
just a lot of holy shit moments.
Yeah. And then, I love that. Adam Brody, nice to see him working again.
It is great to see Adam Brody again. Welcome back.
Yeah, I love the OC.
He was in
Shazam.
He was in Shazam, that's right.
Yeah. Hopefully he's making a comeback for maybe him and Leighton Meester.
Well, they both look better than Misha Barton.
Oh, I know. She's on those new, what is it?
Oh, damn it. What are the ads for? I feel like I forget, but we see it all the time during the challenge.
Yeah, I don't know what
it's like some random commercial, and you're like, is that Misha Barton?
I know. now.
They say it's Misha Barton, but you're like, you have to like tilt your head. You're like, oh, okay, what happened?
Didn't one of the challenge stars go blind in one of his eyes?
Theo.
Because he
popped a champagne cork. That's right.
Yeah, hit him in the eye.
Yeah, he got had to get eye surgery. yeah. Oh, Theo.
I saw that story and I'm like, wow.
I know. Well, I did too. I forgot to tell you about it.
Oh, what a dumb. No, I saw it.
Oh, did you?
I follow the challenge on social media, on Reddit.
And once we catch up, we're definitely doing a challenge pod.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Well, I love the challenge.
I'm back in. but yeah, Ready or Not was awesome. And I don't know if I'm trying to spoil anything, but it's super violent.
Okay.
It's definitely a thrill. It's a really fun movie. Oh man, it's good.
Yeah, it's like unexpectedly good. It just kind of looked interesting in the trailer, and then it was so much better than what you thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it has an interesting concept.
Yeah, and I won't ruin it, obviously, but a great last line.
Oh boy,
it ends so so perfectly.
Okay.
Yes, especially if you have in-laws or you're married.
Oh, I should enjoy this very much.
It's a really fun late summer movie, and I'm really glad it's doing well.
Okay.
Also, let's see, what else have I seen? I saw the Baskets finale, Rest in Peace, speaking of Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
That was always a very weird show. Very weird. Sometimes very melancholy, other times just goofy as shit. But I'm gonna miss it. Like, 4 years was an appropriate length, but I could have still seen it like another year.
I still can't believe it's been on for 4 years.
I know. Yeah, it's okay. It had a really good run. Zach Galifianakis was great on it.
Yeah.
Louis Anderson obviously won an Emmy for it.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Good for him.
They did some really good things with product placement with Costco and Arby's that I really appreciated. But yeah, it's a super quirky show, and I'm glad something like that got to live for 4 seasons. I'm trying to think. There's one other thing I saw. Not Chappelle's new special yet. I haven't seen that yet.
I'll probably be watching that tonight, if not tomorrow.
Well, Allie and I have been catching up on the challenge from last season, and that's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. let's see. Righteous Gemstones is still humming along nicely. It's a really fun one. Well, what's your project right now?
Tell the truth, I haven't like watched anything other than movies.
Okay.
So I probably have to get back on and do documentary now.
Okay. That's easy, because you get burned to that quickly.
Yeah, and then Schitt's Creek.
Oh, Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
Okay, you can do that one. I was going to recommend The Good Place, but you got time.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be his last season.
Okay.
And the first three are on Netflix.
I also been watching like clips of like The Office lately.
Nice.
And those are just... I know I'm late to the bandwagon. I'm in that Office
That's fine.
Kind of like relaunch or whatever.
It's okay. I haven't seen The Office in forever, as noted when I tanked at a trivia night.
I've never seen The Office.
It's great. That and Parks and Rec. I watched a
Parks and Rec is better. That's my take. Sorry.
Well, I watched a Parks and Rec blooper reel of Chris Pratt.
Oh, those are so good.
Like, these Chris Pratt bloopers are just great.
I know.
I think the all-time favorite one is when they're at the, they're doing the strategy meeting for Leslie Knope.
Yes.
And comeback stories.
Mm-hmm.
And do yourselves a favor and just look it up on YouTube.
They have blooper reels for every season. They're all amazing.
Yeah. The other one was when... it's Leslie Knope and Rob Lowe's character.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris Traeger.
There we go. They're in some office, and Chris Pratt jumps over the... jumps over the counter with a briefcase. And he's like, oh, here, here's the documents that you need. And I found some dude's briefcase, and Rob Lowe's character's like, oh, you should probably just go ahead and put that back. And he just doesn't even look, throws it. And it hits the light switch and breaks it and turns off the lights. And he's like, oh, that's something that props isn't going to fix. And he jumps over the counter and knocks everything over. This is great.
Oh, I miss Parks so much.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to close that out. We're doing, since Labor Day is this weekend, I figured we'd do some movies about some workplaces.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Want to start?
Yeah, let me pull up my list. that took me forever to make.
Look, I thought it was like, I thought I knew what I was doing, but then like you kept bringing up other stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, that counts. Oh yeah, that counts. Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that counts. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Well, you're just being so picky and pretentious.
It wasn't picky. It was just like I was thinking one way, and then you bring up other stuff. I go, oh yeah, huh, that does work. Okay, yeah.
All right, so it wasn't picky. It was just more pretentious.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Whatever.
I mean, oh, we got to bless your balls.
I love you, but you can be definitely pretentious.
Yes, because my list isn't full of like R-rated comedies.
Well, that's not even what I'm talking about. I mean, in a general sense.
I didn't know. I just wasn't thinking about it. I didn't put much thought into this list as I thought I did.
Okay.
Next week's list, by the way, is Stephen King movies. In honor of It too.
He's only made two movies, It and It too.
What's your honorable mention?
All right, so my honorable mention, I had to change it the last minute.
No.
Is Office Space.
That's your honorable mention?
Yeah.
That's my number one.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Coming in hot. I love it.
Want to spice things up.
I know. I love
mix
that.
It up.
Yeah.
Throw your pretentious ass through a curve.
God.
So what else do you have?
Oh, wait.
No, it's just, it's a great movie and everything. I just have other movies that I thought were better.
Wow.
Even though I know Office Space is a cult classic. You get the Red Stapler and Pieces of Flair.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the printer scene.
The Ghetto Boy soundtrack.
Yeah, I mean, but I have other.
Fine.
I had to adjust our list prior to the show.
Fine. It's our Labor Day episode. It can be laid back. It's fine. We're on vacation.
That's right.
All right. What's your honorable mention?
Oh, I mean, you said it doesn't count, but I fucking love Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion.
I just didn't think about it that way.
They work in a tire shop for most of it, so.
That's right. They do, don't they? No, because I was just focused on the high school part. I thought it was a high school movie, but that's fine. That works.
I mean, to me.
Okay.
Whatever.
No. why do you like Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion?
Do I really need to say why? Because it's amazing. Because it's so funny.
I know.
Every time that one song comes on when they dance, like I always just think about them.
I know. I really wish Mira Sorvino got more to do in the world.
Wow.
I mean, she has an Oscar, but still, like, she really got screwed in the late 90s.
Okay, so what's your honorable?
No, I'm just saying, I like Mira Sorvino.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I really enjoyed Mira Sorvino in that. And Lisa Kudrow is obviously Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
She doesn't need the work, so.
Okay.
Exactly.
She doesn't. She's going to live off friends money until, like, her grandkids die. Especially after that deal they got, they signed with HBO Max.
That was NBC.
No. HBO Max, I think, because Warner Brothers owns its friends. This is their studio.
Oh, I'm thinking of The Office. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Again, another group of people that never have to work again.
Yeah.
I guess like people are like super hating on Friends right now.
Oh yeah, there was some op-ed. I forgot what on what site, but it was like, you know, Friends has always been terrible. I was like, wow.